This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. New businesses are popping up in Washtenaw County and throughout southeast Michigan. For the moment, the economy is rather robust and growing, and at the heart of much of that growth, the creative and talented people who are entrepreneurial and launching new businesses in a variety of industries. This is Startup Week Across America. It is a national and bipartisan effort to raise awareness about the important role that startups play in our economy and to educate elected officials on how they can be more supportive. The Spark East Business Incubator in Ypsilanti this morning hosted just such an innovation and job creation showcase, and our guest was there. Debbie Dingell is a Democrat representing the 12th Congressional District, including parts of Washtenaw County, and thank you for the time today.
David, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
Well, part of the purpose, as I just mentioned, of today's gathering was to educate elected officials. What did you learn?
I learned. You know, it was a great group. We had a very vigorous discussion. It was a very diversified group of startups that were talking about what the businesses were and that the challenges that they were facing. It was a great opportunity to see the creativity, the ingenuity, the talent, the innovation that we have in Washtenaw, which we know, but particularly in eastern Washtenaw and in Ypsilanti. And it was a great morning, and I've got a number of issues that I need to go back, ask questions on, and tackle.
Well, we will certainly cover those in just a moment, but based on what you did see today and through the work you do throughout the region, how well is Washtenaw County in southeast Michigan positioned for the business future?
You know, Washtenaw County is absolutely well positioned. It has two universities that are a source of great talent. We have a community of great people that are coming up with many ideas, and they're customers for other people's businesses. We have a great deal of talent, ideas, and innovation. The biggest issue, I think, continues to be, there are a number of issues, but one of the biggest issues is having access to capital. So we've got to continue to find ways that there is funding available with people for ideas. And I think that, you know, one of the things that I heard today and that I'm really putting my brain to be perfectly frank, and we can't, was the issue that startups in Detroit may have more access to capital than a startup does in eastern Washtenaw. And one of the things I'm really concerned about these days, David, is that it's not Detroit versus everybody. It's all of us together in one region. So we need to make sure that we're getting angel funding in particular for these startups who need that initial capital.
So as you explore the industries that are being presented by these entrepreneurs, where do you think there is the most room for industry growth? Cybersecurity immediately comes to mind.
Well, cybersecurity, I did not have anybody working in that field today, but I used it as an example, especially when you see a startup that started in Washtenaw County that just sold, I said $2 billion, and I got instantly corrected, $2.35 billion.
Exactly right. And we're talking about Duo Security, right?
Right. Talking about cybersecurity. But, you know, one of the things that people forget about, one of the young people there today talks about everybody's auto-centric. Well, I don't think that it's auto-centric here in Michigan. It's certainly an important part of our economy, but people have no idea how much innovation and technology is in the mobility, transportation industry and how many of those ideas can be taken to other fields. That's when I brought up cybersecurity, actually, in the meeting with everybody. And what a growing field and what a critical field that it is. I'm somebody that can get pretty competitive, and everybody thinks Silicon Valley is where it's at. I don't think it's where it's at. I think Michigan and Washtenaw County is where it's at, and that we need to train more young people to go into these fields and to have the desire to go into them, and we need more talent, period.
We're talking with 12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, who earlier today attended an innovation and job creation showcase event at the Spark East Incubator in Ypsilanti as part of Startup Week Across America. An area in which we are lacking in Michigan is the skilled trades. There are far more jobs available than there are job candidates for those positions. In what areas do you see the marriage of this entrepreneurship and this advanced technology and skilled trades working together?
You know, I mean, this was a real, besides the access to capital, this was the most significant issue that we discussed today, is that people being able to find the talent that they need for the companies. But then we took the conversation to a broader conversation. And it was that we need to encourage more people to go into skilled trades. We've done a job in this country where we've almost demonized people that are going into skilled trades, that, you know, everybody has to have a college degree. And one of the people there talked about an interview that they had done with somebody who, quite frankly, didn't have a college degree, but had spent the last 20 years updating their skills, were very, very talented at the kind of computer skills that were needed, the coding skills that were needed, and that he looked at her and said, let me ask you this question. If you had hired somebody that had gotten a college degree from 40 years ago and everybody values it, would they have had the skills that you need, that I have, that you need? And she went to her HR department and got a waiver for this person. And that's something that we really need to focus on. We have a very serious crisis coming in, that more and more people are retiring from the skilled trades. I want you to think about what life would be without a plumber or a carpenter or an electrician. You know, there was a lawyer in the room, and I didn't mean to insult him, but, how many more lawyers do we need? But we can't live without that electrician or that plumber. And they make six-figure salaries. We need to, and we stopped teaching it in the high schools. Everybody in the room agreed we need to start to teach that in the high schools again.
So now we come to the issue of where does it stand with public and private partnership to kind of drive this forward and create an environment in which those positions are filled and we have what we need?
Well, we need to be promoting collaboration. And we've got to look to eliminate barriers to entry so that entrepreneurs with good ideas can market them to potential investors. And that startups can compete with the name brand corporation. So we need these public-private partnerships so that we can all work together to help people to have, I want to say young people, but not everybody, what's young anyway, it's a state of mind. There were a lot of young people in a state of mind in that room, and they need to be able to bring their ideas to market.
Well, as you prepare to head back to Washington, will you take with you something from today that you can work with to create the kind of legislative support desired by the startup community?
There were many different ideas. I think probably one of the biggest messages that I got today was the need to invest in infrastructure, R&D, education, and to encourage young people to go into STEM. But, you know, there were other issues that came up. We need to fix our broken immigration system, and we need to make sure we've got a fair and open internet that ensures that everybody's got equal access to high-speed broadband.
And at this point, there are no assurances, are there?
Nope, there are not. You know, one of the other things that it was one of the ending discussions, but I am going to do, was reducing the barriers and the red tape for small businesses so that they can get access to the federal government and improve their patent application process. SBA does do workshops for areas like this, and I am going to bring SBA in after the election so we have no politics, that we can help these, get them better access to what different tools are that the Small Business Administration can help them with.
Well, let's talk again after the election then.
I look forward to that. Thank you, David.
Thank you so much for the time. That is 12th District Congressional Representative Debbie Dingell. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.